All right, so let's talk about the Ghost Tour. What was that like? And, how are they? What kind of a vibe did the whole tour set off?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was really fun to play a show where it was just two bands. It was us, Ghost, nobody else. In the metal world, there's a tendency to just stack a show bill with just so many bands. You know, you have 15 death metal bands, and it's not even a festival. It's just a regular Friday night in a venue. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't want to sit through 15 death metal bands, even if I played in half of them. Like, God, that's a bit much. So it was really nice to have a very just tight, concise tour where we each got to play decent sets, and it was awesome. The guys in Ghost were great. They were really nice dudes. We had a lot of fun with them. The shows were slammed. They were all sold out, so that was killer. It was a really good thing to help, bring attention to the new record and get people stoked about what we were doing and sort of debut some new songs. So it was great.
What was the best night?
Oh, I don't know. That's tough to say. New York City was really good. Chicago at the Double Door.
What made it go the way it did?
We didn't fuck up very much. It was really good energy. It was a really fun night. I had a lot of friends and family in Chicago, so there was a lot of people there I knew, and it was cool to play a sold out show in that venue, which I've been to before, and just have everybody go nuts. It was great.
Now, when you guys were hanging out with Ghost, were they in gimmick, or were they themselves, and did they just take all the stuff off, or did they just leave it on?
Oh, they had that stuff off most of the time. they were walking around the crowd.
That's awesome.
The venue, I should say, throughout the day, and most people didn't even notice.
That's probably the favorite part about the whole thing.
Yeah, although there are some people who are really big Ghost fans that came to several of the shows that definitely knew who they were. You can only keep it secret for so long.
I think that the other thing about Ghost is, well, there's no medium for their fans. There's no people who are like, yeah, they're okay. They either love them or they hate them. And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't. I guess my best guess would be that it's sort of, it depends on what prism you're viewing them through, because there are a lot of metal people that metalheads that are like, man, this is a very heavy band. Like they see the image and they listen to it, and they expect it to be a lot heavier than it is and less rock and roll. And they get, bummed out by that. Like, this is not metal. Well, I would argue that it's not a metal band in the first place at all. And I grew up listening to rock and roll music, and that sounds a lot more like the rock and roll music I grew up listening to than it does Pantera. So I think some people there's a disconnect between the image and the sound for certain people who maybe are a little closed-minded about their musical genre.
There's also people who just hate things that are mainstream just because they're mainstream.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, do you really think Ghost is actually mainstream, or it's mainstream in the world that we exist in of, like, heavy music?
I think it's more the latter. For any of those ridiculous elitist metalheads, where it's like, well, if too many people are talking about it, then I don't like it. So there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's definitely some of that going on. There's some hating going on because they're popular and stuff. I tend to care more about music than I do, bullshit.
Logic.
I think they're a great band. Yeah, they have some really, really fucking awesome songs. And it was fun to see them play them live and get, the more you become familiar with the band, too, the more it gets in your head, the more you like it, and the better, there have been bands, other bands that we've toured with, and I'm like, oh, I think they're okay. And then by the time I get off the tour, I'm like, man, they're great. I love them. That happens. They just grow on you. And Ghost, I came in liking them, and I left liking them even more.
Absolutely. I like how the first album was a little bit more straightforward of like a general stoner rock group with heavy metal influences, and then the second album, they touched more on, like, French Renaissance period. And I don't know, I'm hoping for the third or fourth records, they just keep continuing the theme of slightly changing to some kind of a different era in time. I think that would be kind of cool. Like, if the next album was Egyptian themed completely, for example.
they can consult Carl Sanders. He can be the smile. He can be the creative consultant.
Oh, yeah. Get him to produce that.
yeah, exactly. He can produce them in Cairo.
He would do that, too. If he could rent out a tomb, he would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's jump onto the Amon Amarth tour. What was the best night of that tour? Or one of the best nights?
San Diego, the very last show, was really good. Most of the shows were sold out. I mean, Amon Amarth is quite popular, which is awesome. It was great to be a part of that tour. And, so it's hard to choose your favorite when they're such a ridiculously, like, packed, high-energy tour. Weirdly enough, Lawrence, Kansas, at their Ganada Theater. I love that city. That's really fun to play there. And we played there with Cannibal Corpse before. We headlined that same place. It's not that big. And it was really awesome to play there with Amon Amarth. And I think a lot of people there didn't expect Amon Amarth to stop in Lawrence, Kansas. So they were just extra over the top that night.
Was there anything interesting that just happened that night between, you know, before, after, during, or it just all went smooth?
Yeah, it just all went smooth, and there was just a little extra energy in the crowd, and everyone was kind of just stoked that I think that their Scandinavian decided to make a stop in a little more in Kansas, which I think is a great place.
Have you spoken to them about the whole Viking thing and why they do it, or has it become, like, a part of them?
You know, I don't know. I've spoken to them a lot, but not about why they do the Viking thing or what it means to them, or I've never really tried about that. We mostly just, you know, we're friends. We toured together, you know, years ago. We toured together. We see each other at fests and stuff. So usually it's more just joking around, like having a good time on the road type stuff, more than like, you know, deep conversation about why they do what they do. But yeah, I honestly don't know how they view it now.